KJZZ is taking a listen to local bands across the valley for our Tiny Desert Concert Series. This week we hear from American Longspurs, an alt-country band from Phoenix.
So we went out last night, and I took her to a place I don't like. Spent too much time at, oh, much of my money on.
The band's music fits into lots of different categories and incorporates elements of bluegrass, modern country, and other Americana sounds. American Longspurs' Zach Zimmerman and Chester Carmer visited the KJZZ studios to talk with me about their music and play a few songs.
Each different song has its own feel. You know, you could classify some songs as much more like kind of the radio country, and some is more like rock and roll, and some is more older kind of sounding country.
Is that kind of liberating when you're writing, knowing that you don't have to sort of have a certain sound? You can sort of range between different, for lack of a better word, genres?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're currently writing a new album, a full-length album. And the cool thing about it is that we've got some songs that are pretty damn rock and roll. Then we have some songs that are very mellow and very minimalistic. But it's really liberating knowing that, you know, yeah, we can put anything we want on this record and it'll all kind of fit together, because that's what we do.
Can we hear a song?
Yeah, absolutely. Song that Chester actually wrote called Tearing Down the Moon.
So I can see the lights shining off the water downtown tonight, and I can hear the rattle of new things getting old. Well, there's plenty of pretty women, some of them even girls that I'd like, but I could never make it on Broadway, I'm told. Well, it's not so much that I'm too tired to play that game, it's just that I've got no desire to prove that claim. I've got too much self-respect to waste my time on make-believe, and I think you'll find that I do just fine with a six-pack of tall cans next to me. Yeah, been around the block and found that the grass is dying on the other side. So when I'm off the clock, I'd sooner be a little bit drunk and a little bit stoned, sitting on my porch alone. But I'd like it if you had a beer with me. Well, I used to be a killer back when Danny and I tore down the moon, but I think the stars don't shine the same today. The day's getting longer, the sun burns stronger, and I can't find the time to act like I care what someone else has to say. But it's not so much that I'm too tired to play that game, it's just that I've got no desire to prove that claim. Well, I'm sure my better days pass me by or otherwise. Sitting here and drinking beer wouldn't feel so goddamn nice. I've been around the block and found that the grass is dying on the other side. So when I'm off the clock, I'd sooner be a little bit drunk and a little bit stoned, sitting on my porch alone. But I'd like it if you had a beer with me. Well, I'm sure my better days pass me by or otherwise. Sitting here and drinking beer wouldn't feel so goddamn nice. I've been around the block and found that the grass is dying on the other side. So when I'm off the clock, I'd sooner be a little bit drunk and a little bit stoned, sitting on my porch alone. But I'd like it if you had a beer with me. Yeah, I'd like it if you had a beer with me.
Does this place in particular influence your songs, your style of play, your music in general, anything like that?
Absolutely. It's necessarily something that you're going to hear in the lyrics. But a lot of times when I'm writing, we've got a song where I'm painting some imagery of somewhere where I'm going. And when I was writing it, I was thinking about just driving through the desert and making my way up to Pine Top. You know, just how cool it is, how quick the scenery changes, and not to get super cheesy on you, but like how quick life changes. And but yeah, I'd say that plays a huge role in my writing.
Chester, how about you? I mean, you've moved around a little bit, but as you said, you spent a decent amount of time in the Phoenix area. Does this place affect the way that you play as well as some of the other places you've been?
Well, that first song we played, I wrote that one, and it has some direct imagery. I kind of wrote it about my experience here moving back, going back to school here at ASU, and the general sense of loneliness that one might feel not being a traditional student but still attending ASU.
So something that I think is kind of traditional about country music is the story and sort of how the song is written. And I'm curious sort of what your guys' process is for writing songs and if you consciously try to tell a story, and if so, like if there's a kind of story that you try to tell.
I don't know if I ever consciously set about writing a story. It's just kind of the way that I've always naturally written. And as far as a type of story, it just... if that's the way that the song goes, I kind of just let it go the way that the song naturally wants to go. I'm a big believer in if you sit down and you try to write a song, you're going to fail. And usually a song needs to be written at a certain time. Really, I think what country music is to me and what I think it could be to everyone is it's always reminded me of something simpler and slowing down. And I think that translates wherever you are.
Can we hear another song?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I don't know why the sound of a steel guitar, twin fiddle, resonates within me, and I can't explain why I so often talk how I just wanna go. And I don't really know where that might be.
That was Zach Zimmerman and Chester Carmer, two members of the local band American Longspurs. They're playing this Tuesday, October 7th at Last Exit Live. If you're in a band or know of one we should take a listen to for our Tiny Desert Concert Series, send us a note, theshow@kjzz.org.
And we rode our bikes to school each day and we didn't have much. Well, just a hardware shop, a grocery store, and a real mug.